This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. As mild to extreme drought conditions leave their mark on western states this year, it's not something farmers are all that unfamiliar with. Every year, it's something. But University of Washington Atmospheric Sciences Professor Cliff Bass says some of these drought declarations are made after looking at subjective information, like the National Drought Index.
If you look at the objective material, we're in really pretty good shape overall. I mean, the snowpack is really quite decent, so that's good. The reservoirs are in good shape. The Yakima reservoir system is full. I mean, that's in tremendous shape. So, I mean, those are all very good things.
And the rivers, Mass says, are in good shape.
I mean, they are up there, so that's really important. They got water. There'll be enough water in the Columbia. There'll be enough in the Yakima. Snowpack is good. So, for those using irrigation, you know, which is a lot, obviously, they're going to have the water they need.
And Mass says there's still time.
That's why it's not the end of the world. And also, June looks like it's not going to be a dry month. We have some weather systems coming in now, and even eastern Washington will get a piece of that. They may not have as much water in the soil, but they're not going to dry out as fast because we're going to now have, you know, sort of cooler, wetter type of pattern.
Mass says, unfortunately, the rain won't hit everyone in eastern Washington, but some areas will be getting at least a little relief.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.